Hi, I'm Monica Gingold, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NARELLE.com.
Now, speaking of agencies.
Yeah.
Tonic.
Yeah.
So, it's quite obvious that it's smart, actually, how you cottoned on to this. You're at a point when you're inundated for work.
Yep.
And you realize you could probably capture that value of referral,
yep,
essentially,
yep,
in a business that you own.
Yes.
Which was very, very smart. But, you know, I know you met Talia at a wedding. I'm just curious, like, when did you go, okay, this works, let's do it this way, as opposed to the referral component?
Yeah.
Because for me, when I started the agency, we had people would ask us, how do you make a podcast? And I'd give them a list, and then it wouldn't really amount to anything. They wouldn't do it, or yep, they'd say it's too hard.
Yeah.
Eventually got to a point where we were like, okay, fuck it, we'll just do it for you, and we'll charge you this amount extra,
yep,
on top of what it costs for us.
Yeah. Yes.
When was that?
So I did have a go kind of early on when I was really busy with weddings and I couldn't, if I was already booked that day, I couldn't service a particular inquiry. I'd say, I'm going to call a friend and be like, hey, can you do this job for me? And she'd say, yep. And then I'd go back to the client and say, my friend can do it for you. And I'd try and manage it, but I was just doubling my admin. So yeah, I was like, this is too hard. And while I'm out on jobs, I can't reply to emails. So I just was like, couldn't do it by myself, and I just started saying to clients, oh, this is my friend, you know, A, B, and C, here are the people you can try, rather than trying to actually manage it myself. And then they'd come back and they'd say, oh, she's not available that day, do you have someone else? And I'd say, yeah, here's another name. And then they'd come back, she's also not available, do you have someone else? And I was like, okay, this isn't working either. So how can I help these people and still be involved but not make so much more work for myself that I was like drowning in admin and like doing all the scheduling and stuff? I could cope doing it just for myself, but I really couldn't cope doing it for one other person. It was just, it's so much work. So much goes into planning the hair and makeup for a wedding. There's so much back and forth that I...
A lot.
Yeah. And I just was kind of like, I'm not going to do that. I had just put it aside for many, many years. It sat in the back of my head. I'd had a similar arrangement. I'd actually done it for another business. Another girl in my early career was running a sort of similar hair and makeup agency. I worked for her. I saw some things that she did that was good, other things that I kept thinking, if I was running this business, I would do it differently. So I really kept all that stuff and thought one day I'll do it. And when people would ask me for referrals and if they'd come back to me, I was just kind of like, oh, well, like, you know, knew that there was all this potential, but as a solo person, I couldn't cope with it. And then I met Tully. So Tully was an event planner, and I was doing makeup for lots of weddings that she was coordinating. Uh-huh. So we met doing jobs. Like, I would do the bride's hair and makeup in the morning. She'd be there, like, setting up. If they were having the wedding at home, she'd be there setting up. So we met each other that way. And then I got engaged, and I asked her if she would do my wedding, because I just... She's had an amazing vibe. She has an aura. Like, she's one of those people who just gets everything. And I really liked her energy, and she was calm but organized, and she just could tell she had a handle on things. And she actually wanted to get out of doing weddings because she wanted to be with her kids on the weekend. And I was also kind of wanting to wind down the weddings, just being out every weekend and committing like a year ahead. And I was starting to think, I'm going to get married and might want to have a baby and don't want to then be blocked in for a whole year and can't have my baby because I've taken too many weddings. And so we were both kind of in this position where we wanted to kind of reduce what we were doing. And she actually said, no, she wouldn't do my wedding. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah, but you're going to do it. Like, I just kept calling her, and now we laugh about it because she was saying to her husband, you know, I don't know why she thinks I'm doing her wedding. She keeps calling me and talking to me like I'm doing her wedding. And I would say to my husband, I don't know why she keeps saying no. Like, she's doing my wedding. Like, why isn't she? So I forced her into it, and she said, okay, yours will be the last wedding that I do.
Okay.
And we had an awesome working dynamic. And, yeah, it was like, we joke now that it was kind of her and my wedding. Like, we fell in love. And, yeah, it was just so much fun. And after, I really wanted to be friends with her, and we went out for a coffee, and she was saying she was like really done with weddings now. She didn't want to do it anymore. And she wanted to do something else still in the industry. She wanted to use the knowledge that she had being an event planner, and she really loved makeup. Like, she loves makeup. She was my biggest fan, but she didn't want to be a makeup artist. She didn't want to actually be on the tools, but she was saying, like, what could we do that, like, uses your skills and my skills and maybe makeup education, and could we run workshops and what could we do? And I sort of said to her, I've been, like, cooking this business in my head for all these years that I've never really been able to do it on my own. Would you be interested in starting a hair and makeup agency together? And then I think, like, that night she emailed me, like, a business plan.
No shit.
And I was like, okay, this is, she's the right person, and she gets things done. Like, I always say she makes my dreams come true because I have these dreams and then she actually does the stuff that needs to be done to get it off the ground.
Yeah.
So then it was a lot of talking. It was like 6 months of, like, going for coffee probably every 2 or 3 days to be like, how are we going to put this together? How is this going to work? What's our strategy going to be? Who are our clients? You know, we really spent a long time working out who we were and who we weren't.
That's important.
Yeah.
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 Because a lot of agencies try and do too much.
Yeah. Yeah. So we really got it down to a point that we very much saw eye to eye. It's an amazing partnership in that we have really similar values and a really similar vision, but a completely opposite skill set.
Yeah. It's very similar to Lauren and I. Like, you're clearly the creative one because obviously you're a hair and makeup artist.
Yeah.
And she, as an event planner, would have to be very conscientious and drilled and
And organized and diligent. And, and I had the contacts, I had the artists, I knew who I wanted to have in the agency.
Okay.
And so in those early meetings, a lot of them were coming to meet with us because they were my friends and colleagues and they were really interested in what I was doing. But it was kind of like, I'm going to be handing over to Tully, like Tully will be taking over. Once the business is launched, like, I'm actually not going to be that involved in the day-to-day running of it. I'm involved in the vision, but she's actually running the show.
Okay. So it's you looking at the vision and the creative side of things. Tully's obviously running the day-to-day.
Yeah, and she really has more, like, the business mind, the, like, you know, making sure we were never in the red, you know, managing the money, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's really was her department.